This is the Thursday Morning Zine on KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder. The Four States Agricultural Exposition, commonly known as the Ag Expo, is a forum for agricultural producers, suppliers, and consumers in the Four Corners area that showcases new agricultural technology, innovative ideas, as well as traditional and alternative agricultural products. Each year, the event draws farmers, ranchers, and members of the public who want to learn more about the latest in agriculture and experience the fun and community of the Four States Ag Expo. This year's Ag Expo is coming up on Thursday, March 13th through Saturday, March 15th at the Montezuma County Fairgrounds east of Cortez. And my guest this morning to talk about the Ag Expo is Radiance Beals. She is the Executive Director of the Four States Ag Expo. Good morning, Radiance.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Let's just talk a little bit about what the public can expect this year. Is there anything different that people can expect or more of the same?
Oh, there is a lot of stuff different this year. We have changed up. Not only are we a three-day show instead of a four-day show, that's our biggest change. We are bringing in the Barty Wranglers to be seen live on Friday. We are bringing in John Lyons, who is America's most trusted horseman. He is a very, very big horse trainer in the horse people side of things. So that has been a large excitement. We are bringing in some of the draft horse club that always is there, and our shuttle driver this year is bringing in large horses. So they're going to have Percherons and Shires and large horses there. So a little bit more of an attraction for especially the little kids there. We have, I could go on forever, so you can shut me off whenever.
Go ahead.
We have formerly our Ag Adventure is now our CAF program, which is Children's Agricultural Learning Facility, where kids get and adults get on more of a personal level of fun with agriculture and learning where that aspect plays in their life. You know, chickens to beef to soils and forage and, you know, preserving the food that they grow. There's going to be the Forest Service is going to be there this year kind of teaching that side of it. Where, you know, you think maybe the forest doesn't play a role in your agriculture, but, you know, that's kind of where it all starts. So we're going to have a string band that is from the Forest Service as well that's going to sing and do stuff with kids. We're going to have, again, the draft horses that drive with the kids where it's just ground driving, and the kids always get a kick out of that. We're going to have a guy, Jason Patrick, who is another one of our horse clinicians, doing teaching kids how to rope dummies as fun. And Jason just has this excellent personality. That's why he's back again this year. He's great with kids. He's great with adults. And that's why he's going to be a clinician for us this year. He's going to do clinics in the indoor barn, the event pavilion, as well as an all-day cattle clinic on Saturday out in the main arena. We have Glenn Ryan coming back. He's a U.S. Forest Service packer. He was featured in the Western Horseman in December for stuff that he does. He packs in and restocks cabins and does a lot of things that just nothing can get there but his horses and mules. He's going to do an all-day hands-on clinic that's still open for sign-ups on Thursday. So it's all hands-on, but it's an open enrollment. We just need you to sign up so he can bring adequate equipment.
Well, it sounds like you've got all of this sounds really entertaining and really educational. Let's just talk a little bit about how agricultural producers are using the Ag Expo to maybe learn more. What's the value for producers that to go to the Ag Expo?
Producers can come and visit our different vendors. We have at least 16 new vendors this year who have not been with us before. And they vary from seeds, the different products that can be grown. They have different equipment, such as different irrigation equipment, all the way up to the big tractors from our dealerships from like John Deere and Southwest Ag and Wagner Equipment. They all come in and have all the newest technology as far as balers and the tractors themselves. And then we also have the Ag Summit Room, which is going to have educational programs that can teach you how to manage alfalfa growth, can teach you in this area how to manage your weeds and the correct fertilization. There's so many different classes that go on in there. We have on Friday, we have a alfalfa roundtable that talks about managing your alfalfa. And so as producers can come out and obviously get the newest technology and the newest ideas and stuff like that, but the public can also come out as far as small farmers and gardeners themselves can come out and learn the newest tricks and the newest parts of the trade.
You know, you're talking about technology and innovation, and I think a lot of us may not think about technology and innovation as it's applied to farming because we think of it as a very traditional kind of way of life. Talk a little bit, what does innovation look like? What does a high-tech baler look like these days?
You know, they're pretty awesome. When you look at them and, you know, they kind of look like a big box, or the, you know, even a round baler just looks like a box, and it's amazing how it can go along and it picks up the hay and it puts it into the bale that comes out, the round bale or the square bale, and how compressed it makes it. So they just need to come out and check it out. We have a lot of different demonstrations going to be going on in booths, such as baling and different tractor and small ATV type utility vehicles that's used in farming for helping with irrigating and hauling stuff and things like that. So just need to come out and look at these awesome machines because they're very smart, which is amazing.
You're tuned into the Thursday Morning Zine. I'm Tom Yoder. This morning we're talking about the Four States Ag Expo that's coming up starting on Thursday, March 13th and running through March 15th. My guest this morning is Radiance Beal. She's the executive director of the Four States Ag Expo. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. Stay with us. We are back. This is the Thursday Morning Zine. I'm Tom Yoder. You're listening to KSJD. My guest this morning is Radiance Beal. She is the executive director of the Four States Ag Expo, and we're talking about what's coming up at this year's expo coming up in mid-March. Radiance, let's talk a little bit about what kind of impact the expo has on the local economy with all these people coming in to experience the expo.
Okay. Well, we had had Fort Lewis do an impact study for us. It was part of a project that they did, and they came to us and did it back in, I believe it was 2007. And certainly they didn't get everybody covered. They did a percentage of vendors and a percentage of the public. And their impact study showed with all their numbers that we brought in the Ag Expo themselves, and granted this was, you know, 9 years and 7 years ago, about $2 million to Montezuma County. And like I said, that's overall with the percentage of vendors and public. We bring in people from at least the four states and beyond. We have people occasionally, like every other year, they stand at the gate and they mark license plates and people and things like that. And last year we had like Nebraska and Oklahoma and Kansas and Texas and California and Nevada. So it brings people from all over, not maybe just because they're in the area and they want to come check it out. So I think, you know, we've been here for 32 years and we're growing all the time, and it does the community well, I believe. Obviously, we have a lot of local support, and that's a big thing. Volunteers is always another big support that we are always open to needing. If anybody wants to be part of the Ag Expo as well.
What kind of work do volunteers do for you at the Expo?
Volunteers will do everything from driving shuttles, which, you know, 16 or older, driving shuttles, working the gates, which is just checking people in and selling them their passes for the day. We have people that help out with the events. We have people that help with setup and tear down. There's a huge list of anything. If somebody wants to come out and be part of the Ag Expo, you get to come see the Bardi Wranglers for free, and you get a T-shirt or a sweatshirt depending on with the Ag Expo logo, depending on how long you volunteer for. there's always a place for you.
You know, you were talking earlier in the interview about some of the demonstrations, those kinds of things that will be going on. You also have like lectures and speakers that present some pretty good information. Can you talk about what kind of speakers you'll have this year?
Yes, we have in our Ag Summit room and in our classrooms. We get so much going on that we kind of spread it all out. So don't forget that we have classrooms upstairs. And we have people that come in and talk about animal nutrition. We have people that come in and talk about their small farms. They're going to talk about that. Lynn Miller, who is our draft horse clinician this year, is also, he's the publisher of the Small Farms Journal and owner of that. And so he'll be talking about that. We're going to have, what's their names? Sorry, agritourism is going to come in and talk. We have a guy talking about hemp this year and just the differences in that, especially with the new things in Colorado with marijuana being popular and everything, just the industrial hemp side of it. That's one of the world's oldest cultivated crops. So we're going to have that. That should be interesting. On Saturday, we have the legislators coming in. John Paul is going to be emceeing that for us, and Ellen Roberts and Don Corum and Tipton will be here this year. So,
and are all of those classes and forums all free when you come
they
into
are.
The expo?
Yes, they are. And actually, I don't think Tipton's coming. My bad, I misspoke.
Sorry.
Yes, your $5 gate fee gets you into everything. Your $5 gate fee gets you into all of our all-day clinics. So $5 and you get to see everything. So we also have our stock dogs. I forgot about that. And Kathy Sumeraki does an awesome job with that. And she does charge for her certain testing that she does. But that all that information is on our website.
What is the website for people to find more information about the
Ag Expo? The website is fourstatesagexpo.com, and it's spelled out, F-O-U-R, not the number four. And at this point, a lot of things are being added, so please, you know, check back at least every day.
Yeah. So, well, it sounds like there's so much going on. It's just, like, packed full of activities and classes and educational opportunities. What are you most excited about for this year's Ag Expo? What are you talking to people about?
Oh, my favorite thing is just always seeing people having fun and smiling. And, you know, if they're there and they're not having fun or not enjoying themselves, then we've failed at doing our job. This year, I did want to mention that Stoats Equipment is going to have a pedal tractor race for the kids, and they're going to have stuff all day long, and that's on the website as well, the schedule. And then on Saturday, they're going to have, you know, kind of a race-off final thing. So, and we have the ice cream eating contest as well. Another thing I forgot to mention, I told you I'd ramble, is we're having live entertainment other than the Barty Wranglers as well. There'll be a stage set up in the main building, and Donnie Johnson's going to be playing, and we'll have some other cowboy poets and things playing, and then that's where the ice cream contest will be on Saturday. So I hope everybody's going to be smiling this year, because we have so much going on that I don't see why anybody should be frowning.
Little something for everybody, huh?
Little something, little bit of fun, little bit of education. You know, I think it'll be great.
Yeah, well, Four States Ag Expo is always a really good time. Radiance, thanks for coming in this morning and talking with me.
Thank you.
And good luck with the event this year.
Yeah, thank you. Hope to see you out there.
My guest this morning has been Radiance Beal. She's the executive director of the Four States Ag Expo. That's coming up this year on starting on Thursday, March 13th. Running through Saturday, March 15th, and that is at the Montezuma County Fairgrounds just east of Cortez. You've been listening to the Thursday Morning Zine. Today's program was produced by myself, Tom Yoder, and our theme music was written and performed by Brett Peja.